This is 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature heard every Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Now, we're halfway through the first month of 2014, and I'm betting some of those New Year resolutions have already fallen by the wayside. Or maybe that's just me. With the new year in mind, we thought it's really never too late to consider new resolutions and perhaps some that benefit the environment. My guest this morning has some tips on that front. Melissa Sargent is environmental health educator for Local Motion Green at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Melissa, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it occurs to me that with the New Year's resolution, we are still dealing with a ton of electronics that we may have received over the course of the holidays. A lot of kids got new cell phones, new iPads, and that means there's a lot of cell phones and iPads and perhaps flat screens that simply are sitting in the basement waiting to be disposed of and more than likely disposed of improperly. How big an issue is electronic waste at this point?
Well, it is a really big issue, and actually in the U.S. we are only recycling currently about 25% of our electronic waste. And so the other 75% is going into landfills or going to an incinerator where it gets into our environment.
And there's a lot of toxic metals and chemicals and everything else in...
Yes, at the Ecology Center we've tested cell phones and we've tested children's tablets, and we found that there's brominated flame retardants, there's lead, there's PVC, we know there's other heavy metals such as cadmium and mercury, so we really need to take care of these items properly. It's not just something that we can throw in the regular trash.
And as we consider these electronics, I think a lot of hesitation exists out there in that if we turn over our computers and our cell phones and our iPads, that personal information that we may not have figured out exactly how to erase may become subject to theft. How do we ensure the safety of the materials in those and responsibly turn them in for electronic disposal?
Well, you definitely want to talk with the recycler. The DEQ has a great list on their website of electronic waste recyclers, and they register these organizations. And there's one that's local that's in Redford, and it's GEEP, Global Electric Electronic Processing. And I know that they do wipe off the information. And so I believe most do, but you definitely want to ask those questions. And if you're able to do it yourself, there are programs out there where you can wipe your hard drive or you have somebody help you clear off your cell phone information before you donate it. There are a lot of options for where you can take your cell phones and other electronics like that. Staples, Target, Best Buy, they all have programs, Office Max as well, where you can drop off your cell phone.
But bottom line, it's a great resolution for the new year to appropriately deal with our electronic waste, because as of right now it is becoming a growing problem and impacting the environment negatively.
Yes, definitely. You'll be doing a great thing for the environment and for yourself as well, because of course we know that all of the heavy metals that get into the environment eventually make their way back to us through the air and through the water.
Everybody I know, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but certainly most people, like to put lose 10 pounds at the top of their New Year's resolution list. Is there room for food in when we talk about environment?
Yes, definitely. Oh, there's a whole lot of room there. So whenever we can, we want to try to shop locally, shop sustainably. These are some buzzwords that we've heard a lot, but they really do ring true. So if you can shop at your local farmer's market, there's some great ones here in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, and every community just about now has a farmer's market. Many are open year-round. You can join a CSA, which is a community-supported agriculture, and actually the farmers are looking for people to join right about now or in the next few months to join the CSA, so you can start shopping around for that. And that's a wonderful relationship with a local farmer where, you know, you pay in advance, and then all throughout the year you get wonderful baskets of the homegrown food.
Cuts out transportation, cuts out the numerous amounts of chemicals that often go into foods. It's a great way to have a resolution and make a difference.
Yes, definitely. Most of these farmers are doing it organically, so those are some questions you can ask, too. It's not just for vegetables. You can also find meat and dairy products through CSAs. And whether you're at a CSA or at your supermarket or at your farmer's market, talk to the farmer, talk to the retailer, and ask about antibiotic-free eggs, dairy, meat. You want all of that to be antibiotic free if possible. So that's
healthier body, healthier environment.
That's right. It's a win-win there.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking environmental resolutions for the new year with Melissa Sargent. Melissa is environmental health educator for Local Motion Green at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Now, one of the things that I had never taken into consideration, and perhaps it's one of the easiest things we can do for a new year's environmental resolution, is to consider how and what we use to wash our hands.
That's correct. And this is actually very exciting. Plain soap and water, it's big news. Plain soap and water is actually the best thing to use when you're washing your hands. And just to make sure that you're doing it properly, washing for 20 to 30 seconds, getting your hands good and soapy and bubbly, using some warm water. We tell that parents to tell their little kids to help them sing a song like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to make sure they're doing it long enough.
But a lot of the teachers in schools are asking, bring antibacterials, help prevent illness in our schools, use these antibacterial rinses for your hands throughout the course of the day.
Right. And if you can talk with your teacher, we have some great information to support that this is plain soap and water is really the most is really all you need. And the reason why we're bringing this up now is the FDA has recently said that triclosan, which is the active ingredient in the antibacterial products, may not be worth the risks, that there are risks associated with it. It affects our hormone levels, and it may attribute to antibiotic germs that are resistant to antibiotics. And so they say that there are risks and there's not proven benefits with these antibiotic
and of course
cleaners.
It may most affect young children and the elderly as well who have compromised systems. And probably the thing that we've talked about most on issues of the environment is the use of public transit and lowering our personal carbon footprint.
Yes, definitely. So, again, this is another win-win situation that if you can carpool or if you can ride the bus or bike or walk, I know it can be difficult in the wintertime, especially with the cold snap that we've had, but you will get more exercise. So this will help another possible resolution of yours, and it will also help the environment.
What's great news is the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority this past year reported record ridership. People are really catching on to the value of public transportation.
That's great. That's great. And you can go on their website to look for bus routes. E-Rideshare is a place where you can go to find carpool buddies. At the Ecology Center, we have a program called Partners for Transit, and we are partnering up with other local organizations to try to encourage more buses, more stops, and more locations more often. So if you want to get involved with
non-motorized forms of transportation, even better.
Yes, definitely.
And conserving home energy, that's something easy we can do.
Yes, so if you haven't weatherized already, you probably felt the effects last week during that cold snap that we had.
You think?
Yes, definitely. So if you haven't put the plastic on the windows, go ahead and do that. Check your insulation. I'm sure, if you didn't do it already, you felt where there were gaps, where maybe there were holes where you could blow in some insulation or stuff some insulation in there. So this will really help, again, will help us and will help the environment because you'll save money on your electric bill or your heating bill or your gas bill. You can actually save $200 to $800 per year on energy costs with proper weatherization. So, and the good thing is there's a lot of resources out there. You can apply for free weatherization assistance from Washtenaw County, or you can do it yourself. There's organizations such as EcoWorks, which have a lot of wonderful tips on how to do it yourself.
In the end, of all the resolutions we've talked to, in the end, this final one kind of touches on all of them. And that's simply, if we consume less, we're going to help the environment all the way around.
That's for sure. If you can buy products with simpler ingredients and you can simplify your life, maybe even buy fewer products, consume less, you will save money and you will create less waste and you will be happier.
We've made a difference with the environment if we take up any or all of the resolutions discussed today. Melissa Sargent, thank you so much for your time.
Indeed, thank you.
That is Melissa Sargent. She is environmental health educator for Local Motion Green at the Ecology Center. Check out her blog and learn more at ecocenter.org. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of our Wednesdays during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.